G's. Music.com exclusive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Play, you got the heat, boy.
Good morning, DMV. You are tuned into The Kickback with me, your host, Dominique Frazier. We are live at Dragon Radio at Howard Community College. We have today this bruh. He called himself G's the God.
Yeah.
Look, how are you the God? You only been rapping, what, 3-4 months? Hold on, because that's a, you got to live into a title like that.
I'm living it.
How did you come up with this name? Why the God?
G's the God, because shit, I'm feeling godly. I'm feeling godly. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? My skill level, I'm the God for sure.
Okay, so why do you feel like the industry needs you? Because that's what you said, and that's what you stand for. You only been rapping a few months, but we need you. Why?
Y'all need me because, man, you ain't going to have nobody else that keep it as real as me. Some people say I'm conscious. I'm not conscious. I just speak on what's real.
Why do you feel like you're not conscious?
Because I don't like the title. Okay. I don't like the title. I like to say that I'm me.
So
I'm a combination of a few things.
So you understand what's going on in the world, but you don't want the title conscious because it's thrown around so much, or why not?
It's more of a thing that I understand what's going on in the hood.
Okay.
You know, so I don't consider that to be conscious. I feel like I'm speaking on what's going on.
Street
in the
smart.
Hood.
Yeah. You just know what's going on.
Yeah.
Cool. So you decked out in Detroit gear right now,
uh-huh.
But you also rep Baltimore.
Yeah, I was born in Baltimore.
Okay, so why
Park Heights?
Yeah. Okay, hold on, pause. So you Baltimore, you Park Heights,
yeah.
But you like decked out in Detroit right now.
Yeah, I grew up in Detroit. You feel
okay.
me? So all my experiences, they say you from where you grew up at.
Okay.
You know, so I was in Baltimore till I was about 11, 12,
mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Detroit.
How did you get from Baltimore to Detroit?
See, my mom, she still is, I think. She in marketing,
mm-hmm.
You know, so she had got a job out there in Detroit. And so we went out there, and I've been out there, you know.
Is it different? Like, was it, like, being 11 years old, did you feel the difference between being in Park Heights and being in Detroit?
Definitely.
What's the difference?
I mean, to come from Park Heights to go to Detroit, is for one, the houses look different.
Mm-hmm.
People talk different. You know, I mean, people might even say I talk different now. You know, some people say I sound like I'm from the South. It's just the people, I mean, everything, every aspect, like as far as like living day to day.
Why do you feel like people are so afraid to go to Baltimore, like Park Heights? Because I have a videographer that's like, I'm not coming. We're not doing no interviews in Park Heights. I'm not going there.
I have no idea because I've lived in the inner city all my life. So for somebody else to say like, oh, it's bad there. Oh, it's this and that. Like, I have no idea. Because even when I was in the street, I'm what they call stay out the way.
Okay.
Which means get your money and stay out the way. You mind your business. And that's it. So for the people that's scared or they just don't understand or ain't never been around it, you know.
So you're street smart, right?
Yeah.
If I'm like, okay, like, all right, I'm gonna go to Park Heights just off the strength that I just want to go. I don't know nobody there, but I just want to go because
uh-huh.
I'm trying to figure out why everybody acting like it's such
better,
a scary place.
You better go with a purpose.
Why? Why can't I just go and just be there?
I mean, because you're not from around there.
Is it noticeable?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. When anytime you go anywhere that you ain't from, people going to notice. You know what I'm saying? So unless you about to go get something to eat or you got a family member or somebody like that, you ain't got no business over there.
So
what you doing over there?
What was it like growing up for you, the reason why you feel like you real? Like, you the man?
It ain't even all that. I'm real because I speak on my life experiences. And a lot of people, when they rap, they say things that they ain't really live.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe something they homeboy did. You know, everything I speak on, I done did. So it ain't no funny stuff. It ain't no exaggeration, none of that.
So you speak about it in past tense. Like, this is a life that I used to live. I don't live it no more.
Right.
And is your music like, are we going to see, like, a journey? Like, this is what I went through. This is what it was. This is my transition. This is where I'm at now.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Definitely. Because I try to keep it in a timeline. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So as I experience different things, I go different places. That's how I keep it. Because all my music is based off my life. That's my motivation. That's why it's so easy for me to make music and say the things I say, because it really mm-hmm. happened.
All right. So we're going to get into a game real quick. But before we do that, I want to know, what was your highest point in your life? Ooh. Like, bruh, like, I feel like I was on top of the world. But I want to know the polar opposite. What was like, this was like rock bottom for me.
Man, highest point in my life is probably right now. I can't lie. Like, I probably ain't never made as much money as I made right now. Lowest point in my life, probably when I ain't have a dollar, for real. Or if I did, I probably had like $2 and was like trying to figure out like how I was going to eat lunch. I was still working and everything. Like, I always kept a job. Anybody that know me, I done kept probably like 2-3 jobs. Mm-hmm. But...
So how can you have 2 or 3 jobs with no money?
Because it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might have to pay rent. You might be working minimum wage. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In between that, like, before I started hustling, like, I thought, like, having a job was the only way. But you got to have multiple streams of income. Like, that's the only way to do
Definitely.
It. Or else you just working to work. You can work somewhere and only make enough money to get to work.
I feel you.
You feel me? So you got to... dibble and dabble and just be smart.
So what was that midpoint? So we got like a whole line segment right now. We got your highest point right now where you making bread, like you good.
Yeah.
And we have your lowest point where you didn't know when you was going to eat your next meal.
Right.
What was that median point? Like, what event in your life that changed, or what's something that happened that got you to where you are now?
Really, like, for me, things change after I go through like a real rough season.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, a lot of people talk about that, like, when you go through something that you just hit you out the blue, and you be like, man, like, why is this happening? Like, I don't even know how I'm about to figure this out, or I don't even know how I'm about to move and shake through this situation. Like, that's a midpoint for me. So I think, like, for one, like, I done had 3 lung surgeries.
Wow.
So my last lung surgery that I had, I'm sitting in the hospital. I'm just like, man, like, what am I supposed to be doing, bro? Like, obviously, I ain't doing something right,
mm-hmm.
you know? So for me, that was like a midpoint, because I was doing good. Like, I wasn't where I'm at right now, mm-hmm. but I was okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then that hit me, and it just disrupted everything. So when you have a situation like that, you be like, all right, something got to change. And from that point on, then it's like, okay, well, I can't go backwards. Yeah. I can only go forward, you know?
I feel you. My man's A1 now. Mm-hmm. Ball and shoe. Throw me a couple coins. But look, so we're going to get into the segment. It's called With It or Quit It. So I'm going to read you like a couple of statements, maybe All questions. Right. You got to tell me if you with it. That means you agree. Quit it if you don't agree, but you have to respond to whatever it is.
All right.
So I'm reading this to you. The first time, like my first time reading this
okay.
as well.
All right,
so this first one. I've recently drifted away from a few bands that I've been obsessed with for the past 2 to 3 years. So, like, music bands. Not money, because I really thought money when I was reading it.
Oh, drifted away from that.
Whenever I check my last FM account and see that a musician isn't in my top artist anymore, I feel bad since I was a fan for such a long time. Now I'm neglecting them. Is this normal? So for your band to be on top,
mm-hmm.
and now, you know, the charts and the billboards basically saying they not on top. So now you drifting away from it. Is that normal?
Yeah, it's normal.
So you
for
agree
something
with
like that?
That,
yeah, to happen. Yeah.
So that has that happened with you?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
How would you feel if somebody like you were, like, your success was defined by you being on the Billboard charts, and you got all these people, like, really messing with you because mm-hmm. you at your peak right now.
Right.
And the minute you drop and you're not even making charts anymore and people drift away, like, how would that make you feel? Like, they not real fans? Forget them? Or
yeah, they're not real fans, because if you're a real fan, you'll be in tune to everything. Just because, you know, somebody drift away on the charts
mm-hmm.
don't necessarily mean that they're not successful. It just means that in one area of what they're doing, they're not successful right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they may need to reinvent themselves.
I feel it. All right. Women are the strongest people alive. They go through so much starting from birth until death. Why aren't we praising them? Is it normal that I believe that we should start worshiping our women? They're great. With it or quit it?
I love women. I couldn't imagine life without women.
Yes.
Worship.
That word. You resonated with that word, like, hold up.
Yeah, that's what I was with you until you said, like, worship. Like, I don't know about that. Like, they're awesome.
But do you feel like women are the strongest people alive?
Yes, definitely.
Why do you feel that way?
Because, you know, that whole birth thing, like, that's something else right there. I don't have no kids.
Okay.
But, you know, I just imagine that's a job that they didn't delegate that to us. So, but definitely, strongest people in the world. Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, so you love
women. They go through a lot of things.
So you might agree with this. I'm a man, but I love female artists and songs. I do like God music, but I seem to enjoy more stuff like Rihanna and Beyonce more. They sing about the truth more than men do. With it or quit?
I don't know, because... I'm going to speak on me personally.
Uh-huh.
I speak on the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what nobody else is doing. So, no, I don't agree with that.
No, you don't feel
I feel like women do probably, maybe, and I put that probably maybe in there just to cover myself. Speak on emotion, you know. So that's what would make it real for some listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they going like Beyonce, for example. You know, she speak on whatever she feeling, maybe.
Okay.
Probably, I don't know. But for some women, they do probably feel that way when she drop a song.
So would you be quick to do a song with another female before you do a male?
I would be quick to do a song with somebody that I vibe with on the same level, whether it's male or female.
So if it's somebody like... that's on like a whole nother level.
Uh-huh.
Like, and you're, you know, you're probably known by some people, but not like a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
Would you go ahead and make that move and make a song with them just because that's the name, even if it's somebody you don't really rock with?
No, I would have to vibe with them. I would have to vibe with them.
So it doesn't matter if you can get on tomorrow if you did a song with a rapper that you're just not feeling?
No, I couldn't do it because we wouldn't be able to make a song. If I can't vibe with you, we can't make a song. If we can't sit in the studio and vibe, can we ever record on the same track?
Because they sit nowadays, like, you don't always have to sit in the studio. They could send you a track or vice versa.
Okay, well, I'll say this. If I like the song, if I feel like the song is something different, like, say if you're an artist that I don't really rock with, like, I don't like your music,
mm-hmm.
but you send me a track that's different than what you have been doing,
mm-hmm.
and you did something different and I like it, I might hop on it.
Might. You funny. All right, are you familiar with hood movies?
Mm-hmm.
So you know a little shopping shopping.
A little what?
A little shopping shopping.
Yeah.
All right, so if I test you on some hood movies, you got everything right.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this thing. This is called Hood Movie Trivia.
Hood Movie Trivia. Let's get in.
All right, this first question. In the movie New Jack City, the drug dealer's called...
I've never seen New Jack City.
Oh, my gosh.
I never seen
it. Just try. This isn't asking about a particular event in the movie.
Okay.
This is asking about an acronym.
Oh, okay.
All right. So the drug dealers called themselves the CMB. What does CMB stand for? Just think about
Cash
it.
Cash Money Billionaire.
Close. Close.
Cash Money something. CM is like.
Cash Money,
you know,
Brothers.
CM is Cash Money something. You
See?
Know
that? You can't throw it out right away. All right. Which movie did the quote, "Either they don't know, don't show, or don't care about what's going on in the hood" come from?
I don't know.
Come on, man. Come on. Boys in the Hood, friend.
No, never seen it.
You never saw Boys in the Hood?
No.
I don't feel bad.
Like, when you say hood movies, I'm thinking you think about
The,
like,
Wire?
Around
the Way.
Is that like a TV show?
It is a series.
Yeah,
you talking about Around the Way movies?
Yeah, Around the Way movies. Like,
nah.
Yeah, like them type of movies. Like,
yeah, you got some.
I ain't gonna lie. Like,
watch.
I'm gonna keep 100 with you. Like, I don't watch too much TV, movies, and shit like that.
Have you seen Menace to Society?
I probably seen like bits and pieces. I ain't never seen the whole thing.
So you about to just fail?
Yeah, I'm about to. That's what I told you. I don't. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let's fail this then. What did Craig hit Debo with in Friday?
I get an F on that.
Did you see
that? What?
What did Craig hit Debo with in Friday? Mm-hmm. He hit him with a brick, bro.
Oh, that's what he hit him with. You know?
Oh, my God. I was trying to see
what she was doing.
All right, did you see Paid in Full?
Paid in Full, yeah, a couple years ago.
Then
I ain't seen it since.
Then you should know. If you've seen a movie, you should know.
I don't know. It's a couple not years ago, it might be a minute ago. I'm trying to tell you. I don't watch movies. I'm trying to tell you.
Right,
unless I'm directing it, I ain't seen it.
You directed a movie?
I directed a video.
I wasn't in it, so it doesn't.
I didn't know you then.
Yes, you did.
I know you now.
Look, so I'm gonna be in the next one.
Yeah.
Well, you a liar.
Hey, you bluffing. You're bluffing.
You're a little Baltimore slang. All right, so I'm not even going to embarrass you. But since you did see Paid in Full, I'm going to ask you this one last question. Mm. If you get this right, I'll let you win the whole game. If not, okay. Then...
Cup is half full, but it's really all empty, though.
I'm done. All right, in the movie Paid in Full, where did the character Ace work before quitting to sell drugs?
I don't even remember, man.
Oh, my... Okay, why don't you remember anything? Why is your memory so all the way messed up?
Hey, look, like I said, I don't
it's
watch
the cleaners.
Movies.
It's the cleaners.
Oh, that's why.
All right, look, we about to get into your song. What song we about to listen to?
Whatever song y'all want to listen to.
Don't do that. What song are we playing?
Is it me?
Oh, why? Oh, why?
Is it me?
What can we expect in this song?
Y'all can hear a lot of deep, deep stuff. You feel me? Hey, hit them where it hurt.
Okay, that's how we going.
Hit them where it hurt.
Hit it where it hurt. Yeah, we about to hear a single right now.
Yeah, is it me?
I'm in trouble. Is it you or is it me?
Is it me?
It couldn't be me.
Nah.
Nah, it couldn't be G's.
Nah.
Fall down on your knees and get your mind blown like whipping a leaf. I'm fixing to give them a piece. 2 cents cause they need the keys.
Yeah.
I'm calling from the breeze. I need. To murder these niggas, to hurt all their feelings and then send them tissues. I feel some type of way and today we finna address this issue.
Yeah.
Now where them bands, my nigga? You can't throw them hands, my nigga. You know you ain't me,
I'm heterosexual, extraterrestrial.
I feel like it's best you know that you ain't special though.
Ain't special.
Well, you a little special though.
Well, yeah.
Like one of them extra.
Yeah.
You can't even match my intensity.
Nope.
You a hollow nope. With no density.
Yep.
Something is wrong with your sanity. You are a disgrace to humanity. You are barely a man to me. You have a strange anatomy. You can't even handle it. Too much pressure, built up on the amateur. I ain't finna play with you.
Nope.
Switch frames, change pictures. Fuck around and take yours.
Yeah.
I fuck around and change beats.
Nope.
I fuck around and get busy.
Busy.
All these DJs playing my song. I fuck around and get dizzy.
Get dizzy.
Nah, you dumb and you stupid. I mean, are you done or you finished?
Finish.
All this money, I done finished.
Whoa.
I mean, finesse. Got a money sign on my chest.
Dang.
Your girl stripping PT. I put that proof to the test.
Alright, we are back. You are tuned into the Kickback DMV with me, your host Diamond B. Frazier, and I have this brother over here from Baltimore, Detroit, all of the above, Park Heights. Who this dude over here?
Yeah, geez, you already know. G's the God.
G's the God. Alright, we about to get into this segment called Peep That Tweet. So I was all up in your Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. So, you know,
I'm
gonna just
be on there that much.
So you say. But no, I'm gonna just read you like a couple tweets or whatever, and I just want you to, you know, elaborate on it.
All right.
That's all. All right. So we talked about this earlier when you first got here, and you know, not long ago, you haven't even been rapping that long. You said you need me in this industry.
Yeah.
That's really, really strong. What impact on this industry that you're gonna make that hasn't already been done?
Originality. Originality from my point of view.
Okay.
So
there's no original rappers out here right now?
There's original rappers out here, but not from this era.
Mm.
Not from this era. That's really creative?
Mm-hmm.
No.
So what makes you stand out? I'm not with the trend. Okay.
I'm not with the trend. You know what I'm saying? My style is way different than any of this. I feel like it's a whole bunch of other stuff going on.
You said, I will never pay to perform again.
Yeah.
Why? Did something happen or you just feel like you don't need to be paying?
When I first started rapping, like, it was like, oh, yeah, you know, you can spend this to perform here and such going to be here. And it was like, when I was starting out, ain't nobody really explained the business to me. Ain't nobody want to explain the business to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even though the whole thing is to get paid, that's what it's about. It's about making money, you know, spending money, unless I'm you know what I'm saying, getting paid off the dough or something like that. Like, nah, it ain't none of that going on. For real, I got the talent. You want me there to make your situation a different situation. So I'm not going to pay you and benefit you two different ways, and I'm not getting that exposure. I'm already getting exposure.
Okay, I feel it. So we can agree that back then there was a more originality with music. And listening to somebody like on the radio or listening to the tape, you can define who that person is. Mm-hmm. Right now, I feel like it's like a little bit of a blur. Like everybody's kind of sounding like everybody right now. So you agree with that?
Everybody's kind of meshing into somebody. Like you have, I'm not going to say no names. You have certain people that start a great thing. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, instead of maybe getting an idea from it or, you know, kind of, I don't even know, get some type of motivation from it, they just kind of like take it and copy it. It's like copy and paste throughout. And it's been like that for a little while now. And I feel like it just need to change.
So because you're saying this, I need you to describe to me what you mean by this tweet. When you say, if you say you love hip hop, but can't accept her changes, let her go.
Right. Yeah.
So as a person reading it, interpreting it, it would look as if you're okay with how things have shifted now. But talking to you, you don't seem like you agree to.
No, see.
So where did that come
from? See, when I say that, I'm talking about myself.
How?
Because I'm hip-hop, but I'm not the same hip. I'm not the old school hip-hop. I'm new school hip-hop, but I'm not that old school hip-hop. I'm not with the, I'm trying to figure out how I can explain it. When I tweet something like that, when I say, you know, if you love hip-hop but can't accept your changes, I'm talking about something different. Like, a lot of people, here's a good example. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want that Tupac, and it's no more.
Please. Anybody.
It's no more. Tupac is gone. Like,
now you can only listen to his tapes.
So. You know what I'm saying? So you have to, like, I feel like what I'm doing is different. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as Tupac. But the creativity, you know what I'm saying, the time that I put to actually create something is the same. The love for the music and what it's about is the same. Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean by that. I'm not talking about accept this. I ain't even going to say.
Why is this all this you're not going to say, you're not going to speak?
Because okay, I don't throw shade. You feel me? Because however you get it is how you get it. There's no rules to making money. There's no rules to if you can be successful doing something, I'm not going to knock that.
Okay.
And so that's what that is.
You also said, you know, if you want your carpet clean, you got it for the low for $20, right?
Yeah.
You currently do that.
No, I don't currently do that.
Why?
Nah. It was a hustle that I had. I ain't gonna lie. I had to clean my carpet because somebody spilled some Hennessy on my carpet. So I had to go get the little, the carpet cleaner, the little wet vac.
Yeah.
You feel me? So rented it. So I'm like, I might as well make some money while I'm doing it. I got it for a whole 24 hours. Might as well make some bread off of it. You feel me?
So you all about having multiple incomes because you feel like that's the only way to really have like serious money in your pocket.
That's the only way.
So what multiple incomes do you have or do you plan to have?
I mean, well, we got businesses that's, I've had a business for like 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Business that I have that I own currently, and it's not in operation right now, but sound systems, you know, touchscreen radios, all that, like kind of what, like West Coast custom. Mm-hmm. Type thing. But what that was, you know, like some people just really didn't want to work. And instead of me being in my seat as, you know, CEO, I had to make up for the people who wasn't showing up to work. And I wasn't with that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But, I mean, we got, you know, marketing. We got marketing firm coming. We got the clothing line. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. We really about to.
My brother, entrepreneur.
Yeah, we really about to get it in. All
right. Know? So I am a record label that you really, really want to be a part of. Like, you feel like this going to take you to the next level. They all about what you buy. They got, you know, artists that, you know, you could vibe with and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. If you have a meeting right now and I'm the executive, what would you be telling me to sell yourself like y'all got to sign me?
It wouldn't be me selling myself. It would be more of like what we can do on a merger, on a type of collaborative effort. Mm-hmm. That's what it would be.
You feel like I don't solely need you, but we could do something great together is how you feel.
I feel like you could use me and I could use you and we can both make money.
Okay.
That's what I feel.
I feel it. So you don't really tweet much, so you say.
Yeah, I don't tweet that much. Why? I try to be more active on it, but Twitter is kind of like, I don't know, it's different. It's hard to
be on
there.
Okay, so where are you at? All right, so you're not vibing with today's times. You switched up from the old times. You're not really with the Twitter. You're not with, you know, the mainstream artists. You probably the realest dude out here. Like, are you in your own lane?
Yeah. You hit it right on the head. That's the whole thing right there.
So when are you going to be a household name?
A household name? I feel like I'm already a household name. I feel like I'm already a brand, you know.
Globally.
Globally?
Yeah.
I would feel like I'm globally now. They play my music in Africa. I would say I'm global.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I would say that I'm global at this point. I feel like it needs to be more awareness, you know, which is what we're building with the marketing agency and everything else, you know. But we definitely.
So what you got coming on next? Like, you know, what can we expect from you? Where are we finding you? You got shows, you got new music dropping, you got another business we need to invest in. What's going on?
We got plenty of businesses on the way. Right now, we getting to the money. You know what I'm saying? So we got some music out there for people to listen to. But we really getting into the clothing. We getting into the more videos, you know what I'm saying? We got everything going on and, you know, got a little something for you.
Oh,
you
know, you came with gifts.
You know. See, I hit your phone. You ain't hit me back, though.
No, you
but it's
didn't.
All good. I did.
I probably changed number on you.
You had a 202, did you?
Yeah, but I changed my number so often.
Oh, see?
This is dope. Like, look.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm excited.
A little exclusive joint for you. You know?
Appreciate it.
Risky.
Dang.
Yeah, that's how we living life risky.
I appreciate this, like, wholeheartedly. Like, this what's up. Yeah, I'm going to definitely post this, promote this. Yeah. Tell me the links and stuff, and I tag you or whatever.
Oh, you know, yeah. Make sure people, you know, G's the guide on Instagram. We got G_RAFF Grams on IG. Facebook, G's the guy. I'll be on there sometime. Like, honestly, like, if it ain't no progression, it ain't no reason to be on there. That's why I don't be on there that much. Unless it's progression, unless it's something new that we got popping, new clothes. Mm-hmm. You know, we got the leather belts coming out. We got the shirts. We got the joggers, hoodies, all that. You know what I'm saying? It's music in the archives. I got a hard drive. There's plenty of songs on there. But, you know, I'm trying to get into this director thing. This video is like, we got so much stuff coming.
Dang, that's what's up.
Yeah.
All right, so we're about to get out of here real quick. You have any advice to give anybody? Just like from you.
Don't stop. If you have a goal or something that you want to accomplish, if you want to be great out here, if you want to be remembered, don't stop.
Okay. All right, that was G's the Guy. Diamond B. Frazier, the Kickback ZMV. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next week. Have a good one.
Is it me?
Through the city, you ain't f***ing with me.
Clay, hit me with the horns again one time. Let's see the marching band.
Clay, you got the heat, boy.
Is it you or is it me? Is it you or is it me? Is it you or is it me?